get to Craig Gabriel, though. He's covering the US Open at Flushing Meadow, day one action, and there's no more excited man on the planet when it comes to the US Open than our lacoste-wearing connoisseur of fine goods across the globe. Good morning, Craig.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing. I'm getting there, you know.
Now, nice work. Before we get to the tennis, Craig, there's a text message that's come in because a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the efforts of Joey Chestnut, who breaks hot dog records all the time. And it sort of came to our attention about your chicken satay stick eating efforts. How many chicken satay sticks did you eat in one setting, please?
82.
What?
It was not just chicken. It was chicken and beef.
That is outrageous.
So was this a pre?
I still hold the record on the tennis tour for the most. And it was at the Satay Club in Singapore when we used to have a men's tournament over there. And but what was even better is that I won the sprint back to the hotel.
You crazy tennis journos. You crazy guys.
It wasn't with journos. It was with tournament officials as well as some players. And I don't know if you ever remember a New Zealand player named Kelly Evenden. He was so upset because he didn't even feature in the top three.
Goodness me.
Is that the Wimbledon of satay eating that you actually did it at the Satay Club?
Well, I'll take that. You know, you've given it that title. I'll take that one.
Goodness gracious me. Fantastic. What a way to open the proceedings today. What a way. Now, Craig, the US Open itself has kicked off. I don't think you're at Flushing Meadows, but how is this experience different for you, let alone the participants? Yeah.
It's so weird. It really is. It's just so strange to be watching it from, 15, 17,000 kilometers away, whatever it is. It's frustrating. It's disappointing. But, hey, that's the way it is at the moment. I mean, you have also feel for the players in that they're playing matches in front of, in empty courts. And the U.S. Open is often the loudest and the most brash and aggressive of all the majors and most of the tournaments. And they don't have any sort of feeling or atmosphere out there at all. But look, the couple of guys that I've spoken to already, they said they're just putting up with it. I've spoken to Jordan Thompson, Lizette Cabrera, also with Alia Tomljanovic, and even all those sorts of things. It's all by virtual media conferences.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, a different world we live in. And has a job for Novak Djokovic been a little bit easier today with Diego Schwartzman being bundled out, as we say?
Look, this is a long way to go. I mean, Schwartzman should have won that. I mean, he lost to a Brit. Can you believe it? after being up two sets to love it, I think he even had two match points, and Cam Norrie ended up winning that. But, none of the players would be looking at that sort of a situation. It's just the next match and the next match. So, yeah.
Any other strong performances from some seeds out there that look pretty sharp? Tsitsipas looked pretty good.
Who was that?
Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas was dynamic. 6-2, 6-1, 6-1 over Albert Ramos-Vinolas. Alexander Zverev has just defeated Kevin Anderson. That was really the highest profile first round match, and Zverev won that 7-6, 5-7, 6-3, 7-5. So very, very tough. And I'm just looking at pictures of Zverev looking at a monitor, and his brother, who I think has had a touch of COVID, was on the monitor waving at him and wishing him the best.
It was interesting, Craig, talking to Darren Cale yesterday. He mentioned that he thought the courts were going to be considerably quicker this year. So yep. that was a danger game for Zverev because Kevin Anderson's got one of the biggest serves in the game. From what you've seen, I know it's only the first day, do you feel that the courts are playing a little bit quicker?
Yeah, look, at least they've had some experience on the courts because a lot of these guys and girls did play what was the Cincinnati Masters that was played here on these same courts last yes. week. But they didn't get the advantage of playing on, like, the Arthur Ashe Stadium, etc. So, but a few of them said that some of the courts are certainly quicker. And that was a danger match for Zverev. So, I mean, it would not have surprised me one iota if Kevin Anderson had got up and won that. But I think Zverev can take positives away in getting through that the way he did.
And from a female perspective, Angelique Kerber had a win. She's knocked out an yep. Australian, Anna Tomljanovic. And again, just using the reference of Darren, who's over there, he seemed to think that Kerber might have been a bit of a sneaky chance this week, particularly considering the amount of the top women that are not playing. Kerber hasn't mm-hmm. been in the best of forms over the last sort of 12 months or so, but maybe, just maybe, she's the one to watch.
Look, that certainly is possible. I mean, she's done very well over here in the past, so she's familiar with the whole setup. We'll see. Her problem is her head. Yeah. You know, and she can be so flaky and fragile on the mental side of her game. And, you know, if anybody puts some pressure on her, she can crumble. So that's going to be the important aspect as far as Kerber is concerned. I should just tell you, there's an Australian on court at the moment. It's Madison Inglis, but she's in all sorts of trouble. She's playing the 24th seed Magda Linette, and it's 5-1 to the Polish player.
Do we have Jordan Thompson was on this morning as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Jordan was on. Played pretty solidly, 6-3, 6-4, 4-6, 6-2 against Stefano Travaglia of Italy. So he's through to the second round and obviously pleased with that. It's the third time and the second year running that he's reached the second round. And obviously, you know, that's not the goal, you to win a first round match only. And so let's hope Jordan can continue. His next round, his opponent for the next round is there on court at the moment, Mikhail Kukushkin, who's he's such an awkward opponent, and he's playing Attila Balázs of Hungary, and it just won all in the first set.
Just before we let you go, Craig, I know we talked about this yesterday in a phone call, but just about this whole thing of where the players are staying and this bubble setup that they've got, because it's really interesting. And also tell us where Flushing Meadows is compared to Manhattan, because the players aren't allowed to go into Manhattan at all through this tournament. So where are they staying and where is Flushing Meadows, so people can get an understanding of it all?
Yeah, sure. Let me just also say Mark Pullman from Melbourne is on court at the moment, 2-2 first set against Marcos Giron of the United States. Well, where it is, I mean, if you're in Manhattan, the stadium is probably about a 40-45 minute ride. There's a stop on the Long Island Railroad or the subway will take you to Shea Stadium. It's all in that sort of proximity. You'll constantly hear the planes coming over from LaGuardia, which is a stone's throw away. It's in Queens. So that gives you a bit of an idea. Now, as far as where the players are, they're staying on Long Island this time in an area known as Garden City. And again, depending on traffic and how things are moving, that's about 30 to 45 minutes away from the facility. Players, you're right, Adam, they're not allowed to go into Manhattan. They're in this bubble, so they can go from the hotel facility to the stadium facility. The USTA, from all I've been hearing, have done a very good job in putting the whole thing together. They've been very strong on the security, the safety, but at the same time to try and make the players feel as comfortable as possible. They're providing them with entertainment and food and all sorts. They have to be tested constantly, for sure. But the players that I've spoken to, John Millman also being one of them, said they've done a very good job.
Well, they're going to need to keep it up and running, you would think, through the next couple of weeks there at the US Open. Craig, you'll be all across it. Are you still wearing Lacoste, even though you don't sort of have to because you're behind the screens?
Well, I have to. I know it in my mind. I've got I have a red Lacoste sweater on. And
is it draped over your shoulder seductively?
No, actually, it's a bit chilly where I am at the moment, so I'm actually wearing it. And, you know, maybe not the short-sleeve polo tomorrow because it is chilly.
Well, we look forward to seeing what you got for us. Put it out there on Twitter. We love that sort of stuff. Craig, we'll chat soon. Thanks, pal.
See you, guys.
Craig Gabriel covering the US Open with us.
88. 88 chicken skewers. Is it 82?
No, that seems excessive. That seems excessive.
And then ran back to the hotel beating professional tennis players in the sprint for the line.
Well, I think I know why he ran back so fast. That there was an explosion imminent. We'll get to a break, the early mail after this.